Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You are listening to All of It on WNYC, and it's time to take a trip through the WNYC archives with the station's chief archivist, Andy Lancet.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System. New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
And for this week's Andy in the Archives segment, since it's June and it feels like the start of summer, although technically doesn't officially begin for a couple of weeks, we're going to take a look and a listen to some of WNYC's summer programming over the decades. Hi, Andy. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you.
So to start us off, you have clips from the 40s, from the World War II era.
That's correct. And actually, we're marking 75 years ago this week. First, you'll hear an excerpt from President, then General Eisenhower's shortwave message to the citizens of Europe.
The Supreme Commander, Allied Expeditionary Force, General Dwight D. Eisenhower. People of Western Europe. A landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of a concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies.
Ah, what was that, Andy?
That was, of course, describing D-Day, and again, its 75th anniversary is tomorrow. And we also have a portion of his shortwave message to the forces he commanded.
Sailors and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
So, Andy, what happened after D-Day? I mean, what kind of war news were people hearing specifically here in New York City?
Well, in addition to the daily news reports and shows about rationing, victory gardens, and scrap metal drives, New Yorkers would hear Mayor LaGuardia every Sunday on his WNYC show, Talk to the People. And there he'd give listeners updates on things like price controls for basic goods, air raid drills, local events, and, of course, more war updates.
On this 966th day of American democracy at war against the foes of freedom, we bring you our mayor, the Honorable F.H. LaGuardia, speaking to you from his desk in City Hall in another Talk to the People. Ladies and gentlemen, his honor the mayor.
Patience and fortitude. The Red Army is advancing and pushing back the Nazis every day.
And, of course, I have to mention, you know, patience and fortitude are the names given to the stone lion sitting guard outside the library at 42nd and 5th Avenue. But I digress. After giving his listeners an update on the latest pummeling of the Nazis, he usually provided hot summer tips for those in the city.
Now, this summer, of course, a great many people are staying home and attending our going to parks and seashore and all sorts of places of recreation. I want to make a special appeal to all to heed the warnings of the Department of Health. We have very splendid shores, and then we have some waters that are proscribed by the Department of Health because they are dangerous. The Department of Health has informed me that the water is good for bathing at beaches along the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island, and the Rockaways, and along the shorefront of Lower New York Bay on Staten Island from Fort Wadsworth to Tottenville, and on the north shore of Lock Island, east of Fort Totten, including Little Neck Bay. And on the opposite side of the Long Island Sound, north, now get this, north of Throg's Neck or Fort Schuyler. Now that's all good, which has been, that's all good. South of Throg's Neck, be careful. You hear that, Eric? South of Throg's Neck is no good.
You got that, south, north. You have to. It never gets old. So, but we're going to leave the 40s behind. We're going to move ahead to the 50s. 1953 specifically, you've brought us some audio from Iva Pascoe Bennett's show. The thing I love about this audio is she has very strong, strong feelings about bread. We've played her before during this segment. Remind our listeners who Iva Pascoe Bennett is or was.
You may recall that she was a home economist and health educator who hosted the long-running series and Listen to Nutrition. And here's a montage from one of her programs offering some advice on what kind of snacks are best suited for summer excursions and activities.
And her thoughts on bread.
Big bread.
Good morning. Throughout the country this year, August has been designated as Sandwich Month. In fact, it's a national sandwich month. August seems to be the month when more people eat sandwiches than at any other time. With the picnics at the beach, trips throughout the country, and the usual outdoor life, sandwiches are very handy and convenient to eat at any time. There are many different kinds of bread to use for your sandwiches. If you're ambitious and want something different, you'll make your own bread. An oatmeal raisin bread is good. So are the nut breads. Bran date bread. Banana bread. Cheese bread. And the usual whole wheat bread and enriched white bread. You can buy different kinds of bread, too, for sandwich making at the store. Pumpernickel is particularly good. So is the whole wheat raisin. You'll be getting the most nutritive value if you select the enriched or whole grain breads. For most of your sandwiches during August, you'll probably want the real He-Man type of sandwiches. That means your sandwich filling must be good, substantial protein food. There's a wide variety of cheese to choose from. Eggs go well in sandwiches, as do all kinds of meat, poultry, and some fish. Some of you may be having parties, teas, or even weddings for which you'll want to make sandwiches. These must be dainty and attractive and appetizing. It's a good idea to use different kinds of bread together. For instance, the dark whole grain breads, along with white bread, will make interesting ribbon and checkerboard sandwiches. The filling of these sandwiches needs to be light and colorful, too, such as cream cheese and olives and nuts. Minced shrimp with celery and eggs are various kinds of spreads. When you make your sandwiches, have all the materials ready. Use soft butter or fortified margarine and spread all slices with butter or margarine at one time, being careful to spread it evenly to the edges of the bread. Leave the crusts on the bread for the He-Man type sandwiches. For your dainty tea sandwiches, trim the crusts from the bread before you spread the bread with the filling. Day-old bread is better for sandwich making. I'll talk to you about sandwiches again later this month, but in the meantime, you may like to have this attractive little booklet called Sandwiches Around the Clock. To get your copy, just write to me, Iva Bennett, here at WNYC, New York 7, New York, and ask for Sandwiches Around the Clock.
She said bread 18 times. I got it. And He-Man sandwiches.
But I eat my crusts.
But I'm so sad that we have to leave the 50s and head to the 60s. Although it's a really great year. 69, mm-hmm. Famous for Woodstock. But you brought us audio to remind us of another huge event that same summer.
That's correct. Apollo 11 also landed on the moon that July 50 years ago. And here's a clip of Mayor Lindsay offering his advice for that historic weekend.
My fellow New Yorkers, this is Mayor John Lindsay. On this very special weekend, when we will see the landing of the Apollo astronauts on the moon, I want to ask you to drive carefully. There will be many cars on the roads and highways, so please be careful, extra cautious. And while relaxing at the city beaches, please try to keep the beaches clean. Remember to deposit your litter in the baskets provided. If you are staying in the city, please help keep the parks and streets clean. New York is our city. None of us can do the job alone. Please cooperate. Finally, I want to point out to children and their parents that opening fire hydrants is not a game. It is a wasteful and dangerous thing. Dangerous because it lowers water pressure throughout the block. Should a fire break out, firemen cannot get enough water to put out the flames. So please, don't open hydrants without using sprinkler caps. These caps are available at your local police precinct. I know you join me in wishing the Apollo astronauts a safe landing on the moon as well as a safe return to Earth. And I wish all of you a very happy and safe weekend.
Summers in New York City in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And we'll check back with Andy for more summer treasures over the next few months. Those were winners, Andy. In the meantime, if people want to learn more about New York Public Radio's archives, where can they go?
To hear more, click on Archive Collections link at the bottom of the WNYC.org homepage. Also, listeners can subscribe to the NYPR History Notes e-newsletter by going to the WNYC.org/newsletters page. And a special thanks this week to the New York City Municipal Archives for their assistance.
And Andy, thanks to you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we'll hear from director Marcus Lindeen about his new film, The Raft, which tells the story of an anthropological experiment involving a group of strangers living together on a raft in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in 1973. More after the break.